doing out there? Yeah, that was NYC Audio, Brian Park, here on the Overnightscape Underground. It is day one, track 51. And it is 7:47 p.m. right now on our virtual day, 19 hours and 47 minutes into this first day of the Overnightscape Underground. All right, how's everyone doing out there? How's everyone doing? Oh, wow. It's 11:05 p.m. I have been at this all freaking day. So basically, when I started, it was like 12:30 on the virtual day. So we're talking like, I've done like, seven, almost 8 hours of material so far today in like nearly real time. No, not quite. No.
This is crazy. I'm losing my mind. Yes.
It is a mental strain to do creativity. Because I remember back in the 90s when I was doing this e-zine online called Osoa Week, because I didn't have the Overnightscape back then. I had something called Obliviana Super Occult Amusement. Yeah, it was Obliviana Super Occult Amusement. And it was a very confused project. It didn't make a lot of sense. But part of it was like, it was supposed to be like an occult game, a supernatural thing that had to do with probabilities and adventures and altering reality. On the one hand, that was a whole 209 thing. And then on the other hand, it was entertainment. So Osoa Week was kind of like a blog before there were any blogs. It was a weekly e-zine. So it was a text magazine I put online. And I did it for years and years. And one thing I did was I wrote this science fiction story called Severe Repair. And you may be hearing a little bit of that later on the show. I'm planning on doing that on this day one. I may be doing a couple chapters of Severe Repair. Yes, starting the Severe Repair audiobook. Yes, I've been meaning to do that for many years. But anyway, I remember after a year of writing like chapters every week, like a big chapter every week of Severe Repair, I felt my mind like starting to like crumble, or like it was reeling. Like creativity is one of those things that it's training, you know, after a while. And I think I'm a creative person, I think, and you have to know when to say when. So I know like when you start feeling that feeling, you just have to back off, or else you're going to lose your mind, just go crazy like a Sid Barrett type of guy or something. You know, you're going to lose it. You know, it is dangerous. I mean, it does, you know, you're tapping into something, you know, in creativity that, you know, you got to do it, then relax a little bit and do some, you know what I mean? But today, I mean, I've just been at this all day long and I am getting tired out. But I got to keep going. I'm almost there. Look at this. It's almost 8 o'clock. It's only like 4 hours ago. And, I got a couple things I want to do. Or like, an hour long here, an hour long there. We're getting there. But I need to get – there's a few things I wanted to get to. So anyway, I wanted to mention also, I think in that last piece, when we heard that – I started talking about religion when we heard the religious people talking on 42nd Street. And I kind of didn't get into the issue. But if you want to hear my thoughts on religion, go check out the Overnightscape number 666. I delved into that topic in that issue. I don't want to get into it right now. It's kind of an annoying topic sometimes, but it's fun sometimes as well. Religion. Okay. Now I am going to do something that I've never done before. Right now, here on the Overnightscape Underground. I have never done this before. But I'm going to do this. I am going to put a piece of audio in the public domain. Yes. Now, I've never done this before. All of the audio productions that I do are copyrighted, you know. I'm starting to use more Creative Commons licenses, but it's not public domain. I'm basically using, for my stuff, I'm using the more restrictive Creative Commons for a number of reasons. But on this show, or this is not even a show, this is the Overnightscape Underground, each audio track can have a different audio license. And I want to just mention this, okay? If this is something that is confusing to you, just don't even worry about it. Just download the files, listen to them. You can share it with your friends. Just if you don't understand this stuff, don't use it for any commercial purposes. Don't say it's your own stuff. Like, Just don't do anything like jerky about it, you know what I mean? I mean, and you know, also, like, it's kind of a gray area, but yeah, definitely, like, this is something you shouldn't use it for any commercial purpose, so don't, like, start posting it on websites that are, like, people have to pay for, or that, you know, the idea of a website that's heavily funded by ads, you know, I don't know. So again, this licensing stuff, I know, is really tough to understand, and it's very hard for everyone to understand, me included. So normally you don't have to even worry about this. So don't even think about this. You download the files, you listen to them, share them with your friends, everything's fine. But if you want to start doing something like selling it or reproducing it in some way or including it in something else, then you have to start understanding it. So if you don't want to even think about it, just don't do any of that stuff, you know. Anyway, each individual audio track on this Overnight Escape Underground can have a different license. And I tell you when the license is. Some cases it's for the My Virtual Band music, it's the attribution license. For some of the stuff I've been playing, it is public domain, right? Now, if you transform upon a public domain work, you can then copyright that, right? So that's another issue. But I'm putting the licenses of each thing very clearly. I try to announce each one also in the show notes, in the MP3 files themselves, will be these licenses. Only really relevant to those people who are interested in it and want to do further things with these files. But I have never put anything into the public domain until now. Okay? Now remember, I'm talking about public domain. It does not mean that, obviously does not mean that this whole thing is public domain. Only, you know, certain tracks on this project are public domain. Everything else is not. I just want to make sure that people don't get confused about this issue, because it is a horribly confusing issue. Right, so I am putting the next track I'm going to play, which is a song, in public domain. This right now is not public domain, and then what comes after the song will not be public domain either. But the song you're going to hear is in the public domain. Okay, I created a song on my Mad Player. Now, here's the Mad Player, right? That's a good song, too. This is the background music I use on the Overnightscape, right? It's a device which creates this music on the fly all the time. It's computer-generated, therefore, it's like a musical instrument. Whoever basically is playing it basically is the copyright holder, right? So, with that in mind, I created a song. I went through it, and I go through the process of creating a song on the Mad Player. I recorded the whole song, made it nice on the file, and I'm going to be playing it for you in a minute. The song is called The Coffee Pioneers. I made up that title, The Coffee Pioneers. And it's 2 minutes and 57 seconds long. And if I can just find... I'm trying to find on the creativecommons.org their wording for the public domain license. Let's see. So the next song, The Coffee Pioneers, is a song that I created. I'm going to be putting it into the public domain, which means that this upcoming song, The Coffee Pioneers, is not protected by any copyright whatsoever. You can copy this song. You can do whatever you want with this song, okay? Commercially, non-commercially, when it's in the public domain, you can do anything with it, okay? So that's what it is. Now, of course, I would like, if you're going to be using this song, I would like you to include credit that I created this song and that it was released on the Overnightscape Underground and stuff like that. But because it's public domain, you don't have to do that. This is the difference. If I put it under the attribution license, which is a Creative Commons attribution license, it would be similar to public domain, but you would have to give me credit for it. But because I'm releasing this next song to the public domain, you don't. But you can, and I would recommend it. Whenever I play anything that's in public domain, I try to give full attribution wherever possible, right? And I find that to be personally a moral issue, an ethical issue, that absolutely I want to establish the provenance of everything that I'm playing. Where did it come from? And if it's public domain, again, I would like to continue with the provenance. But, you know, for example, if you want to use The Coffee Pioneers, this song, in the background of a video on YouTube, you could give me credit. You don't have to. Legally, you don't have to. You can use it however you like. You can cut it up, make samples out of it. Literally, you can do anything you want with it, right? This is very exciting. This is the first time I'm ever putting something into the public domain. So, Where the hell is the... I'm just trying to find... Yes, here we go, here we go. This is the Creative Commons. They help you in a public domain dedication, right? Well, they have the wording, right? Now I know that I have the copyright to this song because I used a device where I own the copyright, so I have the right to do it. You can't just, like, you couldn't just take someone else's song and say, here, it's public domain. That would be illegal, you know? Anyway, here's the public domain dedication. I'm going to read it to you. This is pertaining to the song that is coming up called The Coffee Pioneers, which I just created on the Mad Player. Copyright-only dedication based on United States law or public domain certification. The person or persons who have associated work with this document, the dedicator or certifier, hereby either A, sorry, I'm burping while I'm reading this, certifies that, to the best of his knowledge, the work of authorship identified in the public domain of the country from which the work is published, or B, this is legalese, it's like making me snooze, look. The dedicated, all right, I'll read the whole damn thing, whatever. B, hereby dedicates whatever copyright, let me start again. The person or persons who have associated work with it, you don't have to do this every time you do this. I just want to read to you what their view of public domain is. The person or persons who have associated work with this document, the dedicator or certifier, hereby either A, certifies that, to the best of his knowledge, the work or of authorship identified in the public domain of the country from which the work is published, or B, hereby dedicates whatever copyright the dedicators hold in the work of authorship identified below the work to the public domain. A certifier, moreover, dedicates any copyright interest he may have in the associated work, and for these purposes is described as a dedicator below. I'm not comprehending this, but I'm just going to read it, okay? It's in the public domain, okay? Here's what it says. A certifier has taken reasonable steps to verify the copyright status of this work. Certifier recognizes that his good faith efforts may not shield him from liability if, in fact, the work certified is not in the public domain. Dedicator makes this dedication for the benefit of the public at large and to the detriment of the dedicator's heirs and successors. Dedicator intends this dedication to be an overt act of relinquishment in perpetuity of all present and future rights under copyright law, whether vested or contingent, in the work. Dedicator understands that such relinquishment of all rights includes the relinquishment of all rights to enforce, by lawsuit or otherwise, these copyrights in the work. Dedicator recognizes that once placed in the public domain, the work may be freely reproduced, distributed, transmitted, used, modified, built upon, and otherwise exploited by anyone for any purpose, commercial or non-commercial, and in any way, including by methods that have not yet been invented or conceived. So this, what this basically is saying is simply what public domain means. Now, originally, when this country first came around and in the Constitution and stuff, the original laws were, if you wrote a song or you wrote a book, you had a copyright for 14 years. Then after 14 years, you could renew it for another 14 years if you wanted to. After 28 years, your work entered the public domain exactly like this. The idea was that you want to encourage people to create things, and for 28 years you can, and I'm going to double check what I said. Yes, it's called, and Creative Commons has something called Founders Copyright where you can put it under that 28-year or 14-year thing. This was never meant to be something that lasted hundreds of years. People create things and then, for the betterment of society, created things would then go into the public domain, right? And like I said, for me personally, when I deal with public domain work, I respect the original creators greatly and will give them credit and will talk about what they did and everything else. But you don't have to, but you should. You know, I believe you should, because you should always respect the creators of works. But this is under the law. So now, only now pertaining to the following track, which is called The Coffee Pioneers. The Coffee Pioneer song, which is 2 minutes and 57 seconds long, is now, I dedicate that song to the public domain. Okay, I'm going to play it for you in a moment, but I just want to be real clear about it. I'm not declaring anything else to be in the public domain, but this one song. Now, other things I play on this show are in the public domain. For example, the LibriVox recording I played, the Gasoline Goss, you know, like a lot of, you know, the Little Rascals, that all stuff as you know, because it's that's where it's coming from. It's coming from, it's an old thing, you know. And the LibriVox, for example, is a new reading of an old thing, and they did the same thing. They put it into the public domain. So, anyway, this is exciting. It's complex because it's legalese, but I'm just saying. Here is my first work I am dedicating to the public domain here on the Overnight Escape Underground. My song, called The Coffee Pioneers, is being put into the public domain, and here it is.